Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Someone texted in, the reason LeBron stayed in L.A. was to get Bronny drafted. He wanted to get Bronny drafted. There's no question in my mind. And without LeBron's help, I'm not certain that Bronny was going to get drafted. But you're telling me that if he says to Golden State, yeah, I'm opting out with the Lakers, I'm going to sign with the Warriors, but I want you to draft Bronny, you're telling me Golden State would have said no? I mean, that's absurd. I just think that there's a little remorse after the Olympics, that I think if you really had LeBron on Truth Serum, he's realized. Gelb said it perfectly. Both those guys, Steph Curry's not going to win a championship. LeBron's not going to win a championship. Together, though, they might win more championships. And LeBron could have made that happen.
Mr. 305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. In honor of National Creamsicle Day, creamsicles are overrated.
Wow. I don't think I've ever heard that take before.
Creamsicles are overrated?
Creamsicles yes. Are a delight.
They're not like them.
I don't really know anybody who doesn't like creamsicles. You're talking about in creamsicle fashion, like as a popsicle or as a creamsicle frosty at Wendy's or orange and cream soda at Cracker Barrel, Stewart's orange and cream soda.
All of it.
Shocking take by Jimmy.
I've never heard anybody, because a creamsicle is what? An ice cream, right?
A creamsicle itself, right. There's creamsicle flavor, but yeah, creamsicle itself is an ice cream bar that's got the orange and vanilla.
And the vanilla, right. I've never heard anybody, and I like creamsicles, by the way, but I've never heard anybody ever in the history of mankind, when asked, what's your favorite ice cream, say creamsicle. Ever.
Because it's a treat. It's a treat. Favorites are something that you'll have on a consistent basis. You're not going to have a creamsicle, you know, every dessert.
Because it's not great. Like, it's not great. It's good.
It's a treat.
Right.
It's a treat.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is why, like, I don't think they're overrated. I think, you know, they're
perfect. Rated.
They're properly rated. I mean, I don't know. Like, maybe you know people that love creamsicles.
Well, everybody likes creamsicles, again, because it's a treat. But I think if you had it every day, you'd go, yeah, I'm kind of over this.
You want to hear a hot take about creamsicles? I got one for you.
All right.
Remember the Dolphins wore those creamsicle jerseys? I think it was a Thursday night football game. They were doing those color rush combinations.
Yep.
And they wore, basically, it was supposed to be orange on orange, but it was like a creamsicle orange on orange. And I'm pretty sure they got their faces beat in that game as well, if I remember correctly. I'm the only person, I think, in Dolphins Nation that liked those jerseys. I was the only one that liked those jerseys.
You know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the jerseys from the 70s, when right. the Buccaneers were in the same division as the Bears when I was a kid, those were creamsicle jerseys.
And they brought them back.
Yeah.
They brought them back. You want to know why? Because they're nice. They're fire.
They're the best ones.
I thought the Dolphins looked good. They played the Bengals, I think. It was like a Thursday night football game or something like that. Or maybe it was a Monday night football game. I thought the Dolphins, that's a Ryan Tannehill era jersey, by the way. Bro, I thought they looked fire in that creamsicle. A little different. I like that. I like when the uniforms get a little wacky.
So the legendary metal band Megadeth is coming to I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach August 24th. We're giving away tickets every day this week. You win the tickets, you're in the grand prize drawing for a photo op with the band and a specially designed Megadeth t-shirt, among other things. It's a lot. We have not given away the tickets yet today. We will. I think we gave them away in the 4 o'clock hour yesterday and the 5 o'clock hour on Monday. So maybe we'll give them away this hour. You know, just to shake it up.
Scotty.
As my friend Scotty Farrell would say. Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Unfortunately, Heat fans, the Patty Mills era has come to an end.
How about that? Were they expecting him to go elsewhere?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Not, I think there was probably mutual interest for him to come back. Just, you know, as end of the bench guy, veteran guy. I know he did some charity work with the Heat as well over the offseason. Like, there was clearly a good relationship between them. The Heat just don't have money. They can't sign anybody. He got 3-point-something million guaranteed.
Guaranteed,
from
yeah.
Utah. The Heat can't sign anybody right now if they want to stay under that second apron. So there was just no more room for him. So our Australian accents cease on this show. Unfortunate.
We did have some fun, though.
Mm-hmm.
We did. Had some fun. Yeah. That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Loved when he said, "Heat culture."
Are you from London?
Loves him some Heat culture. The NBA regular season schedule, by the way, should be released in the coming days just based on when they would normally drop it. But we did get the NBA in-season tournament schedule, gentlemen. Yes. Let's go. The Heat will play the Pistons to open up in-season tournament play November 12th on the road in Detroit. Then they'll play the Pacers. Remember, these games are Tuesday, Friday. And then they'll play the Bucks at home and the Raptors at home. So you'll get Bucks, Raptors at the Kaseya Center. Kind of interested to see what the court will look like this year, if they're going to bring back those courts, the all-red court for the Heat, or if they're going to make a slight adjustment, make it a bit more aesthetically pleasing on television.
A little more television-friendly.
Right.
Yeah.
In person looks cool, but you watch it on TV, a little tough to watch.
I'm sitting there, I'm adjusting my rods and cones the entire game.
The Dolphins did have practice today. They'll have a joint practice with the Washington Commanders tomorrow.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
No major updates from today. Nothing like huge. Jalen Ramsey, Javon Holland did not practice. They're both day-to-day, according to McDaniel. Yesterday, I told you that Odell Beckham Jr. hasn't run routes, and Tua says he's only thrown – you know, basically just they play catch with each other But McDaniel said he's not concerned with it because, hey, he wants him back 100% healthy. He doesn't want any setbacks.
By the way, speaking of the Heat, Earl Barron, Heat legend, 43 years old today.
NBA champion, I believe.
He won a championship with the Heat?
Was he on that 06
team?
He wasn't on that 06 team? Am I off on
that? Was he? I don't think he was.
Yeah.
He was?
NBA champion, baby. Come on, Hawk. Don't test me on my Heat knowledge, bro. Come on.
05.
Did he get a lot of minutes? He had a lot of minutes in the playoffs?
In the summer league, I believe. I mean, that you know, front court was just stacked. I mean, you had Michael Doliak, of course.
Yeah.
And Wang Juju, of course.
Dingo ate my baby.
Alec Ingold spoke to the media today. He said, this has been the most competitive training camp he's had in his career. And he also said, you ready for the goosebumps? The Dolphins are, quote, testing the limits of this offense.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, McDaniel, why don't you test the limits of the Dolphins' offense in the red zone? Give it to Alec Ingold a little bit more down there. Just let him run people over instead of these backdoor fades to the shortest person in the NFL.
I feel like everyone's sleeping on the Dolphins. I'm very high on them, like very high. I feel like everyone's sleeping on this team.
I hope so, man. I really do. Because I'm tired of saying, well, they got to prove it to us. Go prove it to us. But, Hawk, you know what, man? To your point, it takes one season. You break through that one season.
I just feel like this is that season.
Yeah.
If it's not, we've said this, but if it's not, what's going on? Like, what would need to get better next season that they're missing right now? Oh, Crowder's joining us. Where is Crowder? You in Nashville?
Bon Voy.
Bon Voy. You see behind me now. It's nice.
Who are you talking to in Nashville? Ryan Tannehill?
No, he's actually not a Titan anymore. But we LeJarius Sneed. He was the corner that KC didn't have enough money to keep. He was their best corner. So yeah. Tennessee gave him a boatload of money. And we were talking to him about, you know, the new coach and all the training camp tour items.
Who's the new coach?
Callaway. I knew it during the interview.
Wasn't it like 20 minutes ago?
Yeah. Callaway.
It's funny. Today's Mike Vrabel's birthday. Ex-Titans coach.
Callahan. Brian.
Henderson. Hernandez.
Brian Callahan. I have it on my Google search because I had to find his name to do the interview.
You're going to enjoy a little Nashville nightlife?
Actually, Rand Carthon is the GM.
No.
Okay. Well, you don't know it. But he's a ex-ball player, played for the Colts, but he went to Florida, and he was the guy I tell the story about that we got in a big team fight, and they had all of us lined up to do, like, inquisitions with the Gainesville police for one of the times I got arrested. And he was third in line, and as soon as he left, they said everybody but Crowder and Harris can leave. So he snitched on me.
He snitched on you.
He told the full story, and we had a meeting before that, and we were like, hey, guys, it was too much.
Like a players-only meeting.
It was too many of us fighting. If like, they're going to call us in because, you know, it hit, like, the whole player thing hit the media. We're like, they're going to call us in. I was like, everybody says we just fought. You know, they tried us, and everybody fought. And they called, like, it was like 35, 40 guys to the football facility. Rand Carthon went. They came out and said, Channing Crowder, Steve Harris are the only ones that have to stay. And then everybody walked out but us, and then I got a charge.
So what happened? I'm imagining you said something to him back then.
Yeah, we had some beef back then. We had a little beef back then. We weren't friends. And then now we laugh about it because it's 20 years later. But still, to this day, like I just told the story, I feel a certain way about it.
More like Rat Carthon. Am I right?
Donna Summers or winner. Yeah. Now, Rand's a good – it's crazy that he – yeah, the GM, he's the GM of the Titans, and he has this big-ass office, and I'm sitting in there like he's my teammate, but he has all these handlers around him, and I'm cussing and talking trash and laughing, and everybody's sitting there serious.
Are you going to go out in Nashville? I've never been to Nashville. It's one of the cities I've never been to.
Nashville is amazing nightlife.
Yeah, Broadway.
Yeah, Broadway Street, and you just – like – Hawk, you can walk around in your Nick Saban 404s and your cargo shorts, and you just walk from bar to bar. They have live bands playing everywhere. It's a pretty cool little scene.
I got to feel like that's my crowd. I don't like country music, but I got to feel like that's my crowd.
I don't like country music either, but I've hung out here before with Fred and Ryan, and me and Asia came up here and hung out for a week, and we had a good time, and we don't like country music.
You might feel like it's your crowd. Just leave your kippah at home if you catch
my drift. When I say my crowd, I mean I'm not going to invite anyone there to Sabbath dinner.
They have three nice restaurants. I've been to all of them.
No.
Did you see, by the way?
I've been to Nashville twice.
No, they have a lot of nice. Nashville
does not have a lot of good restaurants. I'm talking about like top scale, like nice restaurants.
Well, they got an Applebee's there.
They have it's one on top of the on top of the hotel I'm in. There's one on the Marriott, and there's two like in the city that are like high scale restaurants, and everything else is taco bars.
You remember yesterday we were talking about the Super Bowl being in New Orleans, and we were talking about all going. Jimmy's never been, and I said we can go to Drago's for some oysters.
Mm-hmm.
President Biden was at Drago's having oysters last night.
Well, Drago's is special.
Hit up Hattie B's. Get the Nashville hot chicken sandwich at Hattie B's. Fire, man.
It is good. I'm going to find this restaurant name.
But why are you like going to Michelin star restaurants?
Yeah, have a meal with the people once in a while.
Why? I don't work this hard to eat Hattie B's. Like, I gotta go get a good steak.
You like barbecue food? I went to when I was in Nashville with the Dolphins.
Do I like barbecue food? Statement's never been said in the history of the world.
It was an odd way of saying. I would like to hear that at the cookout. Who wants barbecue food? It will run your ass right.
So now you're not invited to the barbecue.
You want to know who's undercover at the cookout? Who wants barbecue food?
Am I invited?
Hey, Jimbo, you can come, Jimbo, because you donate to the NAACP.
Remember, if you are going to New Orleans, look for Jimmy in your king cake.
Don't cut it too aggressive.
I liked the barbecue place so much when I was in Nashville. They had sold some great barbecue food. I went there. I went there two times for dinner, both nights, consecutive nights, the same place. I got you. I'll hook you
What's
up.
What's it called?
I don't know. I don't remember. I have pictures of it, but I don't remember the name. I gotta do a little digging. Look at that. Look at that barbecue food right there, baby.
That is a good sandwich. Platter of barbecue food.
Yeah. Great platter, that good barbecue food.
Look at that.
Man, I wish I had some barbecue food right now.
Look at that. Bush's baked beans. Oof. Fire.
But are you staying in Nashville tonight, or are you moving on?
Nashville tonight and then New York tomorrow, because we have to do that Fanatics Fan Fest.
There's going to be everyone at that Fanatics Fest.
Yes. We're sitting down already. We have Robert Kraft, Gronkowski, and Roger Goodell, and somebody else important I'll think of in a second.
But, like, everyone's going to be there. Forget about just the pivot. Like, Tom Brady's going to be there, right? You've already had him on the pivot. But Tom Brady's going to be there. Like, every superstar. Kevin Durant is going to be there.
Kevin, like, and Anthony Edwards. We put in a request for him today. But at all sports, like A-Rod, Jeter are going to be there. Like the wrestling guys are going to be there. Hulk Hogan, they sent us Hulk Hogan. I don't know if he'd like us too much. I don't know if he enjoys people like Ryan, myself, and Fred. But like
football
every
players. You mean football players?
I mean football players, yeah.
I think guys who like barbecue food.
He might really enjoy Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, but yeah. We're going to be giving out barbecue food. But yeah, there's going to be the who's who's of everybody at Fanatics Fan Fest. I'm bringing Lil Chan. Lil Chan, Ava, and Asia are coming up.
That'll be cool as hell.
Yeah. The baby, we leave the baby home. Nobody remembers anything before 7 years old.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that means you have room for one more then, right?
Solana, I would never. Asia would divorce me if I brought you somewhere with us.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Yes, that it is true.
Nah, she likes him.
She hates him.
Oh, look at this. ESPN announces it will announce the NBA schedule at 3 p.m. Thursday, so tomorrow.
Oh. All right. Ira, if you're listening.
That was from Barry Jackson, by the way. I should credit him. Barry Jackson on Twitter.
And I do know that Ira is listening because he texted me when you started talking about the coach of Tennessee. Callahan Callaway is my favorite coach in the NFL.
18 years coaching, 15 years in the NFL. I had all the
right.
stats.
Wikipedia.
I had all the stats during the interview.
Maybe you should donate to Wikipedia once in a while, like me and Solana.
No, they have a bad business structure.
You want me to do headlines here, Hawk?
Oh, I thought you were doing them.
Oh, I guess I was. Yeah, I forgot.
You were. Yeah.
Dolphins, by the way, roster move. They signed defensive tackle Robert Cooper. Today, remember, they released Tyrre Tart yesterday. Hey, Crowder, I don't know if you saw this, but J.J. McCarthy out for the season.
Yes. Meniscus?
Yeah. Had the meniscus surgery, and they found it was worse than, I guess, what they originally thought.
Meniscus. I don't have any meniscus in any of my joints.
And you no longer play. You no longer play football.
They used to cut a meniscus out. You got cartilage. You don't need meniscus.
You're wrong. You're wrong about this. If it's the outer meniscus, then they can just cut it off and you can play again in 2 to 3 weeks. If it's the interior part of the meniscus, not enough blood flow through there. They have to suture it. And you have to be off of that leg for 6 to 8 weeks. Hey, get your facts straight. If you're going to proclaim yourself the knee guy on the show, get your facts straight.
Thanks, Intermural. I appreciate it, Intermural.
Somebody texts in. Why won't Hulk Hogan like black people? Because he's a Republican? Shut the bleep up with that rhetoric. Hogan was best friends with Mr. T in the 80s. Hogan doesn't like black people because he's on tape calling them the N-word over and over and over again.
Come do a little more research, Dexter. it's not political. This is facts. Like, go see what he had to think about his daughter dating a black dude.
I just told you. He called him the N-word over and over and over again.
Just do a little research, Dexter.
who texted that in? Riley Cooper?
Gators.
the Inter Miami, they were eliminated in Leagues Cup round of 16 yesterday. They had a 2-0 lead, and Columbus scored two goals to even the game in the second half in a span of three or four minutes. Then Diego Rossi from Uruguay scored the go-ahead goal in the 81st minute. So no Leagues Cup repeat title for the Herons. They're back for MLS play August 24th.
It's a really funny, I got to watch the video, but I just see it on Twitter. Christopher Powers, who's a staff writer at Golf Digest. I guess they had Aaron Rodgers on like NFL Network this morning. They must have been at Jets training camp. And one of the quotes he has here, he's talking about Egypt because he went to Egypt. I know Crowder was in Egypt. He says, It was one of the few places in life where it kind of exceeded the expectations, to be honest. The only other place that kind of was like that was when I went to Augusta. That's a funny comparison, like Egypt and the pyramids and Augusta. And by the way, I probably agree with them because I would like to see Augusta and Egypt.
Let's go to Augusta first. I need to call Aaron and see where he stayed in Egypt because I was not a fan of Egypt.
What do they got there? Pyramids?
Yes, and they're beautiful. And the Sphinx is beautiful. And the it's like, and when you see all those, then you need to leave because the city is just dirt. It's just like a little dirty little city.
Hey, by the way, the NFL, they're going to simulcast their wild card game through CBS on Nickelodeon again this year. Mm. That was announced. So third straight season that they're doing that. Clearly a successful broadcast.
All right.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com.
It's funny. The guy who texted in about Hulk Hogan just texted in. He goes, "My bad. I missed that headline."
Call a little research, man. Donate to Wikipedia. Because, yeah. Hawk's not a fan of Booker T.
You see what Patrick Beverley said yesterday?
Something crazy.
Patrick Beverley, you know, he signed to go play in Israel. And then he said, well, not all Jews are cheap. Did you see the contract they gave me?
Let me call Pat.
Your thoughts, Crowder.
I just need to call Pat. I need to.
It's all right.
Hmm.
I don't get bogged down in that stuff.
What do you think about that statement, Crowder? Why don't you expand on that a little?
What do you think Hulk Hogan's favorite part of an Oreo is?
The golden cookie.
Hey, were you guys surprised? I didn't know Patrick Beverley had actually signed in Israel. I don't know if I was on vacation.
No, that was a big story. Yeah.
I must have been on vacation because I've been seeing the comments over the past weeks or so on his podcast. He's talking about Israel, all that stuff. Did he do that because, like, he wasn't going to get a contract in the NBA?
I think he's one of those guys. He likes to zig when others zag. Yeah. I think obviously he got a very good offer to play in Israel. And I think maybe he's kind of run his course in the NBA a little bit.
Yeah, but even last year, like him going to Milwaukee was his, the Bucks, look, they got a veteran defender.
But that's what I'm saying. It's kind of run its course, maybe.
Yeah.
Or you saw the writing on the wall.
Just go get a check. Can be the guy. Can be the man. Listen, Patrick messed up when he turned down $77 million from the Lakers. Like, he knows he messed up with that. But Patrick does not struggle to feed the Beverly kids on a Wednesday night either. So yeah, he goes over there for a year or two, comes
life
back.
Experience. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just they just run around.
All right, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. I told you guys it was pouring on my drive in and that there was some dark clouds around El Portal, but it has cleared up. A gorgeous afternoon right now. It's 88 degrees, hot and humid. That is your weather.
How's the weather in Nashville? Is it nice there or is it hot there?
It's hot as hell.
Yeah.
It's not as muggy as South Florida, but it's still 90 plus degrees. Yeah. We were outside for 2 hours watching the Seahawks Titans joint camp, and man, I almost had a heat stroke.
DK Metcalf out there?
Yeah, DK Metcalf is a gigantic human.
I imagine.
He is huge, and somebody asked me to in the hotel lobby. They were like, "Oh, what are you here for, Crowder?" I was like, "Man, we were just at Titans Seahawks joint camp." They were like, "Who's balling?" And it's funny you say DK Metcalf because that's my only answer to give them was DK Metcalf is very good at football.
Who's their quarterback? Is it Geno Smith still?
It's Geno Smith. Him and Geno have a good connection. Will Levis is okay. Malik Wilson's okay. Like, Tennessee's offense I'm interested in. Their defense can play. But, yeah, when Seahawks are very young, too. DK Metcalf is extremely good at football, is all I took from that in practice. I was there for 2 hours.
And all he eats are Skittles, right? Bags of chocolate all day.
Goes back to my argument that it's genetics. Like, it's true.
It's not.
A heavier guy, if I eat bags of Skittles all day long, okay, I'm going to gain a lot of weight. DK Metcalf isn't.
So if Solana's last name was Metcalf, he would look like DK? He would play
If he was born into the Metcalf family, he would have a better metabolism than he does having been born into the Solana family.
And if he eats more calories than he burns, he's going to get fat. It's math.
Right,
it's
but
math
he's going to burn calories quicker if he's born into a family that has a higher metabolism rate.
No, because metabolism is built off what you do. You can up your metabolism. Your metabolism can get slower if you're lazy. Your metabolism can't change.
Metabolism does change based on how you get older, based on your genetics.
No, not on your genetics, on your energy level and on your work level.
No, that's not
true. Yes, no, fat people decide to be fat.
No, that's not true. It takes them longer to burn calories because their metabolism is slower.
And they eat faster.
That's not true. I like covering all the difficult topics in one segment.
All right, let's take a break here, Hawk.
So this Myers Leonard is on a screen.
Where does he play?
I'll take a wild guess. Not on Patrick Beverly's team.
Him and Pat ain't playing together.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with more after this.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
A dingo ate my baby.
Hawk and Crowder. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Dolphins had practice today. There wasn't a huge amount of news. Javon Holland, I had read that earlier, day to day, according to Mike McDaniel, he's working through something minor. And the other quote I read you from David Furones, who tweeted out, Mike McDaniel said he's not necessarily concerned that Odell Beckham Jr. isn't running routes yet. The Dolphins coach wants him to be fully prepared before activation off the PUP list to join the team in practice. Quote, he's working his way back to being on the field. So I don't know, you know, I don't know what he'll turn out to be, but if he's, you know, 80% of what we've seen Odell Beckham be before, what more could you ask for from your number three receiver?
It's a couple things I've seen in the last couple of days. To this point, I just thought about it when you were bringing up Odell, is where Joe Burrow was on the pivot recently. I think it was Friday, whatever, or Tuesday. I don't know when the hell it was, a couple of days ago. And he said, like, when I was young, I would fight through injuries. Like, if I can be out there, I need to be out there. But other things can happen. Like, I can get more injured. If I take a day off, maybe I don't miss a season. And then the 49ers, they had to cancel their joint practice because they had 26 guys on the injury list. And I think Kyle Shanahan and Little Chan asked me about it. He was like, Daddy, 26 guys are hurt? And I was like, Chan, I really believe that people are defaulting to the side of, listen, if you don't feel good, this practice isn't going to change our season. But if you're out for a season, that's going to change our season. So Javon Holland, Jalen Phillips, put him on ice for a while. Like, whatever it takes to win games, I think these new coaches are going that direction.
I think Javon's a great example of it because I think Javon, just from joining us every week last season, he's a pretty thoughtful guy. And I think he's, you know, kind of a new breed of athlete, which goes, yeah, you know what? I'm young in my career. I can make X amount of dollars if I play X amount of years, or X amount of dollars if I only play Y amount of years. And why wouldn't I do everything in my power to, you know, elongate a career that pays you a lot of money the further along in it that you get? So, yeah, I think it's kind of a new way of thinking where, yeah, you're more cautious because you realize what the ramifications could be of being back too soon.
And the tough guy thing. That thing like, he's a warrior. Who gives a damn? On the third week of camp, like, who cares if he's a warrior the third week of camp? We want him to play the remainder of the season when it counts, too. That whole warrior thing, I loved it. I used to do it all the time.
Play with that was your persona.
That was my persona. I'd get my knees shot up with Toradol. I'd get, you know, all kind of stuff shot in me, taking shots. For what? For what? Go play ball when it counts on Sunday.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you were, like, your position was safe on the Dolphins for the first couple of years. I mean, there's guys who aren't. Like, they're vying to make a roster. And
No. You're right. Each situation is different. There's context behind everything. Because if you're scratching to try to get on the 53, you're going to do whatever it takes to get out there. If you're Javon Holland and you're recognized as one of the best safeties in the league, you're going to take a more cautious approach. Yeah, I totally understand that.
To your point, Solana, quickly, the three guys of what I just said, it was Javon Holland, who was one of the best safeties in the NFL, Christian McCaffrey, and Joe Burrow. Like, those guys aren't worried about making it.
They've got the luxury of doing that. Yes.
Yeah, but, you know, even to your point, I'm with you, by the way, Shanahan saying, hey, 26 guys on the injury report, practicing today is dumb. But I bet you there's five or six guys on that Niners team who need these practices to be able to prove that they belong on that roster, and they're not thrilled about those practices being canceled, especially in a joint practice session.
I've been watching Hard Knocks with my son, and episode one, you know, it's the Bears Hall of Fame game, and it gets called off, you know, in the third quarter or the beginning of the fourth quarter because of bad weather. And the veterans are thrilled, but there's guys on that team who – I can't remember the quarterback's name, but it's a non-drafted quarterback.
He was great in college. I forget his name.
They've got Caleb Williams, and then they've got that, what's his name, Tyson Bagent? Is it Tyson?
Yeah, I think it's Tyson.
And then they've got Brett Rippon as well. But then there's a fourth quarterback Austin Reed.
Austin Reed. Yes.
And he was 2 for 2 in the Hall of Fame game, but then they call it because of rain. His parents are in the crowd and they're like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So, yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. you, Brooks Koepka!
Puck and Crowder. From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.